So when students ask me about supplements, here's my default answer. Number one, they are called supplements for a reason. They supplement the essentials. So I want you to ask your chatbot right now. Hands out of your hoodie, sit up and let's go. Say, hey, I'm a teenage athlete that does X. You fill in the blank. Softball in season, football out of season. Ask it, should I take supplements? Here's what I'm going to tell you while you type that in. Until you have taken care of the basics, you are wasting your time and your money and your hope with supplements. For example, if you are not drinking enough water, there is no supplement that's going to save you. If you are not getting minimum 7, but priority should be 9 hours of sleep, there's no protein powder that's going to fix you, because sleep is more important than protein powder. If you are taking supplements and not nailing the essentials, that is light, sleep, nutrition, recovery. If you're not doing those things and you go to GNC and buy $500 of sups, bro, because I saw them on TikTok, you're like that dude that has a real piece of crap car that the engine doesn't run, but you have cool rims on it. You got a spoiler on a car that has no transmission. Oh yeah, check out my sups. I take this many grams of pre-workout and I snort it. And then I don't eat protein. That doesn't do you any good. So here's the default answer for most of you. And I don't know what it says yet, but you're going to tell me in a second. It's not a priority to supplement. That's literally why they're called supplements. They're like on the side, nice little things. You need to worry about sleep. You need to worry about your grades. You need to worry about protein. Now, some of you dominate those areas and go, I'm good on sleep. I get my body weight and protein. Dude right here, I know I don't have to worry about you getting your protein. Okay, want to get more return on your workouts and your training and your studying? Now, let's add some supplements. But if you don't have the basics, don't waste your time or money on supplements. Here's what my advice has always been. We'll see what the chatbot says. Number one supplement everybody should take. Old people, young people, teenagers, 5 grams of creatine a day. Okay, here's what I would tell you. If it has a sweetener or an artificial sweetener in it, that would be like sucralose. That's not bad, but that's not what we want. We want creatine monohydrate. Get it somewhere that you trust where you would, you know, put that stuff in your body. It should be cheap. It just looks like powdered sugar. It's unsweetened, uncolored. You stir it in your water. 5 grams. If it doesn't come with a little scoop, get a teaspoon and put a teaspoon in your water in the morning, because you should be drinking 18, 20 ounces of cold water right when you wake up. Now just stir your creatine in. Is it going to hurt you to take 10? No, but it's a waste of time and money, and that's what most supplements are for most student athletes. What does creatine do for me? A bunch of things. It improves your memory. There's some new treatments with concussions where people are taking creatine to help their brains recover from concussion. So it's not just you get more muscles. All the stuff about side effects that your dads tell you about creatine, my dad told me the same. You'll get cramps. You'll tear a muscle. This will happen. There is no scientific evidence of any of that that I have ever seen. Now, please ask your chatbot right now, what are the negative side effects of taking 5 grams of creatine? I'm telling you, I haven't seen any. Now, am I smarter than AI? No. I take 5 grams of creatine, not because I'm a power lifter or an elite athlete, but because I have a brain and I have muscles. We used to say you have to stair step the dosage up and then you can't just stop. You got to stair step it back down and you got to cycle it. There is no research to support any of that that I have ever seen. If there is, send it to me. 5 grams of creatine a day, right? You know what else it'll say stresses your kidneys? Eating protein. Well, but I want to add muscle mass and recover from my workout. That doesn't mean your kidneys are going to shut down. You need kidneys to filter your blood or you die. That's a great question. Now, the second one, and if your only takeaway from this is, I probably don't need supplements. 90% of you in here do not need supplements. You need sleep. You need a steak. If there was a second one, protein powder, not to replace steak, not to replace fish, not to replace nuts, but to supplement in addition to my steak, or some of you, the meal we focus on protein in here is breakfast. If you're not getting 20 grams minimum for breakfast, you are not going to get what you should have as an athlete. And you go, well, I don't like eggs, or I eat cereal. Okay, fine. You could ask your chatbot right now. Tell it what you like for breakfast and say, how can I get minimum 20 grams a day? Go. Give it some ideas. I like these veggies. I like this style of breakfast. It could be pancakes, waffles, cereal, oatmeal. I'm diabetic, so all this stuff that McKelkey's saying, I can't do it, it'll kill me. Cool, tell it you're diabetic and see if it gives you better feedback. Say, please don't kill me. How do I get 25 grams of protein according to these preferences? Here's what I would tell you about protein powder. Get the cheapest stuff with the least crap in it. Don't get the mass gainer, 2,000 calorie stuff. You can get whey isolate. If you already nailed the essentials, whey isolate, 25 grams a scoop would be about normal, somewhere between 20 and 25. And stir it into what you already drink. Could be milk. You get more protein with milk. It could be water. You could say, I'm lactose intolerant. How could I get this amount of protein? What could I mix the powder in? The only time you're taking that is, I'm not getting enough protein already in my breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks. Now supplement on the side. So to review, if you're going to take a supplement, you already nailed the essentials. Then you go 5 grams of creatine. There are no proven side effects. Show me a study. Yes, it puts more stress on your kidneys. So does breaking down protein. So what? Don't eat any protein? Cool. Have fun living a life with no muscles. Right? The second one, if you're going to supplement, protein powder. Now, there's lots of little crazy things after that, guys. You are wasting your time and money if you're worried about those. Worry about your GPA as much as you worry about your sups. And that'll pay bigger dividends the rest of your career. So, do the work.